Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. How you doing? You're at your favorite spot, the cool place, where the conversations are pointed, the guests are super sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, we have Judith Unkel. We're going to talk about some transformational energy that we all need to incorporate in our lives, in our mind, not just for our everyday existence, but how are we going to change the frequency so we can maximize our business potential. We're going through this portal. We're going through this lunar vortex, an age of change. We're going into 5G brains. They just did it outside in front of my house. The cable was there, but it's deeper than that. You know, the whole metamorphosis of change. And I believe that COVID was a precursor, a way for us to pause, to stop, to reset, to evaluate, to ascend to the next level. We're going to talk about that, which is pretty heavy. But in addition to that, we're going to talk about Judith's book and business success and how to stand in our own power. I was just talking to my other guests, and she was talking about the people pleaser and the perfectionist. That's powerless. We want to be powerful, and we're about to do that with Judith. Welcome to the show.
Hi, April. Hello, everyone who's listening. A pleasure to be here. Already loved the introduction.
You got to call them brains. They love that.
Hello, brains. I love that too.
So please tell my brains how you show up in the world.
I show up in the world predominantly online as an ascension coach and a business mentor. And I'm also a cosmic channel. And I'm supporting visionary entrepreneurs, conscious entrepreneurs to move from the old ways of operating their business, predominantly those who have already created a business, but the old way, if we want, and who feel unaligned, disconnected to that, and who are seeking to grow into more alignment and from the internal shift and then turning that into the business, understanding how they operate in this new way where we create, where we talk about the frequencies and all of that. I've published 3 books. One is what we're going to be diving in today. I also host a podcast together with a beautiful co-host. It's called Awakened Entrepreneur Revolution. We just launched that last year, December. It was really cool. So that is mainly how I show up in the world, where you find me on Facebook or on any of the other social channels. I'm supporting people with kind of bespoke offers, either one-on-one or VIP retreats or smaller masterminds. Like, it's very bespoke work, very deep work and transformational work. But I guess we dive a little bit into that later, like what that is and how I got there.
Well, you know, because it's a lot going on. You're a full container. Let me pull back the layers on that and hit some of the highlights, because brains, what you have to understand is that you can't do business the way that you've always done it. Mm-mm. The demands are different. Let's just use, for example, brick and mortars. Who goes to the mall anymore? Everything is online. It's delivered to your house. Who uses the postal service anymore? Everything is electronic. Who has conversation with your kids anymore? It's all via text. The whole world is evolving and changing. And a lot of people are afraid of that. I know my mother used to tell me that the internet was the devil. But that is a way of thinking. How are we going to change and adjust to this new world? And if we think that just what I have explained is evolution, you have no idea. You're talking to a cosmic channeler who has seen it already from the outside and trying to help pull us through that, to that. We're not even going to have sex the same way. We're not even, I mean, look how they have children now, you know, in vitro. Everything is changing. How are we going to incorporate AI and let it be our friend and not our adversary? Tell us a little bit about that, Judith. How do we prepare ourselves? Transformation is scary. It is the unknown. Can't just use that big $25 word and everybody's just going to fall in line. How do we adjust?
Yeah, I love everything that you just opened up, because there's so much to talk about. I mean, we can also throw in the whole Web3 space, the blockchain technology. You know, when you start talking about AI, there's like, that's the biggest revolution technology wise, I feel, that we're going through, that is already on the planet. And yet this is where we can move into the connection to the cosmic, right? There's so much technology being channeled down now, like that is perceived as new, but in reality it is ancient. It has been there for I don't know how long, and we're just remembering at the moment and looking at the complexity of the world that scares the shit out of a lot of people. The core of everything that you've just opened up and the core of how you can navigate is learning to lead yourself powerfully. And there we got the word powerful, right? It is not getting distracted and not getting scared from all of the things outside that are external. The path to peace, freedom, purpose, love, success is all inside. And that might sound a bit trivial maybe, right? Like these Instagram quotes, but the truth is you get to, and COVID was a great example for that, and all of the other kind of bigger things that are going on in the world, there are invitations. They are not threats, but they are invitations to dive deeper inside and connect back to who you truly are, to rediscover your soul, to rediscover your surface, your purpose, and to really actually understand why have you come back here. Because I keep telling my clients and my audience, right, you wouldn't be here in this human body form, right, at this time on the planet if you did not have a certain purpose. There's a reason why you're here. And so many people in this space who are already feeling the transformation, whether you already exactly know where you're going or not, but you're feeling it, right? It's exhausting, you're going somewhere, you're getting clues, you're waking up, all of that. It is because you are one of the group of people on the planet who are supposed to be building the new, which is now.
And you have to fulfill your soul contract.
Exactly. But there's also, if we dive in there, you can change your soul contracts. Would that be a topic for its own, maybe? But
really? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You can.
Okay, well, me and you got to talk about that, because again, you know, I'm thinking it's one at a time, but as my mentor told me, you have, you know, six purposes. You don't just have one life purpose. You have many.
Yeah, there's shades of that, definitely. So the kind of easiest way, if you want to just break it down in a simple step to comprehend where to look or where to go, is really go and look at your story, go and look inside and see, to dismantle all of the layers that are inside of you that are not true, all of the programming that you've experienced in your life. And that can be a tough thing, to really learn to sit with yourself, even with all of the dark inside, with all of the ugly inside, and to see the truth of that for yourself. Because that is the pitfall I see a lot of also entrepreneurs fall into, when we tend to think that the dark just needs to be somehow emotionally released. There's trauma, there's something, and we may still be in the narrative of, oh, I just gotta kind of understand it and then I can release it, but then I can let it go and shift it away. Right? That is still.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to ask a question here. Why can't, or why don't people resonate and reflect on the positive? Is everything in people's life so dramatic? Is it so? I've had a good life. I've really had a good life. I have not had the sexual abuse. I haven't had the drugs. I haven't had the trauma. I've got a great marriage. I got great kids. There are so many good things. Why isn't that trapped in the memory that people can pull back on, but they're stuck in the negative so much and they keep replaying that? Why, do you, help me
well,
understand.
the reason it depends on how conscious you are, you know. I was just going to say, the trap that we're falling in is the separation illusion. As long as we are not understanding that there is not this and that, even in the spiritual space, people still go into, okay, there's the spiritual part, you know, maybe you've heard this old famous the woo and the do thing in that space, right? Oh, we got to take action. Oh, but then I have to meditate, or I breathe or do whatever it is, right? Or the whole masculine feminine thing. It's all still the idea of that there is one thing and the other thing, while in reality, the journey is to bring it all together into oneness inside. And that lets me come back to the question you just asked. Why are we not kind of, why is the positive potentially not trapped? Well, it is trapped for those who had other experiences and who lost the connection to soul. If you at some point in your human life, you sort of get cut off through the experience that you have as a protection mechanism to see all the good, then you don't smell the roses along the way anymore, even though they might be right in front of you, but it's all perception. And if you've lost the ability to perceive that what is amazing, which is right in front of you, then automatically you only perceive that which is the mirror of what is inside of you. And if inside of you is incredible pain, is incredible fear, is incredible whatever else, then your outer world becomes the mirror of that. And that is why you have to go inside if you want to change your outer reality. And that is the same idea for businesses. If you are not seeing the success you want, you're seeing clients coming towards to you that are completely not aligned, clients that are not paying, you know, whatever that is, it is something that is a reflection of what is inside of you. And that is what we get to understand. And we can only solve that when we go beyond the idea of I need to heal a trauma, but embody the idea of I need to bring everything inside together again, so that I'm moving outside of the illusion of separation, right? Because then, only then, when I'm integrating all of that, because behind every fear and every dark and every shadow that I have, that is part of me, that is nothing that I'm supposed to be pushing away. When I'm integrating that, because there's truth, there's something I need to learn in there, which then brings me back to the next inspiration and idea on the next step in life, in business, and wherever. And then I can start to vibrate at a higher level, where we come back to looking at frequency and vibration and where we're moving with the whole planet. And then I can connect more, more, more to the higher vibrating frequencies that we're experiencing, which then are more connected to abundance and manifesting into form what your intention is, right? Okay, that is the so next level.
How did you become so deep? How did you, you know, really? I mean, you know, you didn't just wake up one day and wham, bam, boom, or maybe you did. I don't know. Where did your enlightenment come from? What turned on your switch?
Well, actually, I did not have this like one kind of waking up thing that a lot of people experience. For me, it was really over a longer period of time and massively about like the last 8 years, I'd say. The first one was a classic one, corporate job in the middle of the time I spent there, burnout, spent 3 months at home. That was the first kind of wake up to connect more to my body. That is when I started looking more into physical things. Then a long time, kind of nothing happened major, if you want, in that waking up journey. But at some point, I sat there and felt completely like lost in a void, no joy, no meaning in life, where I felt like okay, I need to move out of here. That's when I became an entrepreneur and started businesses. And on that journey, I was on my own personal development journey for about 3 or 4 years at a deeper level, I think, is when I call that like the universe must have thought now she's at a point where she can handle her truth. And that is where I regained memory of my childhood, which I broadly had forgotten, which I had no access to. And then it came to one of the things you've already talked about. There was 3 years of sexual abuse when I was little, and that had just blocked away so many things. And obviously it was not really pleasant to get all the memory back, but on the other hand, it was, because it had allowed me to finally understand myself. And through the process of going that through that on my own, finding myself back, you know, and that is maybe because there's a passage in the book that caters into that, if that might be a great time to just read a few lines of that, that's fine.
Absolutely. But absolutely,
right, the journey is really to I had to then figure out who am I. And it was really like you flip down the line of domino stones backwards. I had to look at every year of my life, and you get a different perspective on all of your past. And for me, that was like in the middle of my 30s. So I look back more than 30 years of my life.
Wow.
In a different way. And that took some time. But through that, when I was through, like, I'd say round one in that perspective shift, after that, more gifts started to open. I always had like energy in my hands and my feet. So healing energy that I was playing with and experimenting, that has been there for like 15 years. But the cosmic channels up here really opened up only probably 1.5 years ago for the first time. And particularly through 2023, all of the year, where so much happened also with the planet, more channels opened up until I got the final confirmation. You can channel anything from the cosmos And up until now, I can identify about 6 to 7 specific channels. But when I work with clients a lot, then I sometimes get through from other channels where I don't necessarily exactly have to know where it comes from, but it is either something to heal for them, or it is literally like a technical download for them so that what they need to find their truth, right?
I know. I get downloads, and but you know what? I had to ask the universe in all transparency, could you slow it down? It was coming at lightning speed, and I felt that I had to act on each thing that was integrated into me, but it wasn't. It's like a puzzle. It's like I give you this piece, I give you this piece, I give you this piece, and at the right time, it will all intersect. It will all come together for the greater good. But you have to be open to that. You can't be afraid of it, but it can be overwhelming. What keeps you clear? What keeps you as a clear conduit that you're able to really support your clients, but able to separate your stuff from their stuff and still have space and capacity? Because it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. My favorite modality personally has become breathwork. So whenever I feel I need to clear something out or just let it go or be clearer on, okay, is that mine? Is that not mine? Wherever. But I must say I have, and I feel that is from the traumatic experience I had, these skill sets have developed even before I was aware of them. And that is also what I keep telling people. The hardest or biggest adversity that we experience is the best trainer of our highest skills as well. It holds both. It holds hardship, it holds pain, it holds all of that. But at the same time, the other side of the medal is that it holds your highest skill set and it gets trained over and over and over again because you're operating in it in that time when it is hard to protect yourself. And if you take out the pain, what remains is your amazing ability, and that is what will support you as well when you open up the other skill sets. You know, the way I look at that, what I'm teaching people is we have the human side and we have the soul side, and that is what we need to merge together. What I was saying about the oneness and moving away from the illusion of separation,
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, give me a second. The human end is the body, obviously, and the nervous system is the emotions and is the mind, the thoughts. The soul side is, on the one hand, what is in your DNA, what is your divine wisdom from all the lifetimes you've lived, from your ancestries, from your lineage. And the other side is your access to cosmos, whichever way that is. But in order to have access to all of these skills, you need to merge them together again. And then is when the beautiful combination happens from what your human side has learned, what we call skill set, which is trained through repetition, combined with what your innate divine gifts and wisdom is that you carry at soul level. And when you combine both, that is when you really fly, and that is when you completely step into your power. So now I'm curious for your question.
My question is, where the confusion comes in is the religious doctrine, the programming. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it real. Brains, don't get mad at me, but I'm going to use this word, brainwashing. It is. It's a control mechanism to how to act, what to wear, what to think, what to believe, what to fear, what to relish, what to indoctrinate. All of that convolutes those two entities that you just so clearly and beautifully described. This is where people have a challenge with what is evolving is consciousness. I do some work here with Deepak Chopra. It's not about mindset.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't keep you stuck. It's about being conscious. It's about being aware. It's about evolving. But if you are embedded in this doctrine, and I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm indoctrinated in a religion as well. But to me, that is my rules. That is my guideline. It's like my Uber. It's driving me, but it is not the ultimate destination. The ultimate destination is bigger than that. The universe is bigger than that. It's bigger than a book this big. Okay? The rituals that we practice in, the dogmas, all of these things keep us trapped sometimes. Speak to that.
Oh, 100%. That is, I wouldn't necessarily call it religion. Religion is like one of the programmings, if you want. It is the journey or the challenge of humanity at the moment to become conscious and aware of their own sovereignty. And this is completely the opposite of all of the programming, because how has life been in most parts of the world, I'm carefully saying, is you get like a manual from the day that you're born, how your life is going to be. And because it has certain options, that is the illusion of the choice. But in reality, it is, you've been given a society structure. You've been given like, okay, this is how you go to school. This is what you're learning. This is the way you're behaving in school. This is defining what is right and wrong. Math is always the best example, right? You can get to the same and the right result, but you found a different way. It's still 0 points because you didn't walk the way that the teacher wanted. Right? This is stupid. This is all old and stupid. Then afterwards you get told, okay, you have to get a job. In the way that we are taught in schools, you're not even shown the way of, oh, you could become an entrepreneur. No, because they want you to be an employee so that you get to pay taxes, so that they have their income, so the system works, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a fixed structure that tells us basically what to do and how to live. And that, as a result, takes away from us, if you want, or we have allowed this, our sovereignty and understanding that we can be responsible and that we have choices to do different, but just that the systems, and that is where we can talk about 3D and all of that is there, makes it quite uncomfortable, because every time you go against that, what is doing everyone basically, right? You're being looked at and be like, oh, really? Oh, why would you? That is the nicer parts. We've seen through COVID what happens when you step outside of that, right? You're not taking the medical advice that was given to the masses. You'll be all of a sudden excluded. And obviously that plays into our human innate deepest fear, and that is to not belong. The hardwired, or the most hardwired desire that we psychologically have because we're human, that is scientifically proven, is to belong. Mm-hmm. It's not even the fear to die or to be alone, which is quite heavy as well, but the core innate desire that we have as human being is to belong somewhere. And if we're not balanced in all of that, right? I have a degree in emotional coaching and stuff as well. So that goes quite deep into neuroscience and how we are wired psychologically through emotions. And if we are dysregulated and unbalanced in these areas, then the unmet desires and needs for example, to belong, they dictate how you operate, unless you become aware of that and you shift the narrative, right? This is where we're already going quite deep here. But if you talk about how we're programmed, that is one line where it can show you how it goes deeper, when all of a sudden you find yourself complying to shit in the outer world that you thought when you were by yourself, like, oh, no, I don't want that. This is not aligned to who I am. All of a sudden, your unhealed desire to belong kicks in and drives the motivation for action. All of a sudden, you comply to something that 5 minutes before you didn't want to.
Wow. So now, I'm telling you, this is heavy, brains. Heavy. You better get ready. Okay, so let's go a little bit into the book. Tell us about your most recent book, and then I want to hear a little bit about the podcast.
About what? Say what? What?
The podcast. I want to hear a little bit
about the podcast. Amazing. Yes. So, my loves, those who can see video here, that is, I had the honor to be in Leading with Light. There's an extracted part where I'm in, and this is talking about all the stuff we've been talking about, and it also brings it over then to the business end. Like, how do you get to a way that you run your businesses in a way that are connected to your purpose, that feel aligned, and that don't take you into the hustle culture that we've seen in online businesses, right? But that starts with your inner journey. And there's a short passage I would love to read that displays a little bit, also part of my journey, which gives a good example of the effect of programming and the things that we've been experiencing, but also then what is on the other side, right? So we're talking here about nervous system. We're talking about the paradigm shift in when I just talked about your human side and your soul side. And this is part of the human side where I'm saying what to do with that human side. It is about mastering and balancing it. That caters all into self-leadership, right? So how it goes is, a highly dysfunctional nervous system in constant survival mode is not only exhausting, but it also blocks the access to your beautiful, divine, feminine awakened consciousness and your masculine consciousness and your purpose frequency, so you can create and manifest with ease and flow anything that you desire. And it disconnects you from your access to your supersensory skills. And some signs pointing to survival mode are anxiety, not fully breathing in or out, or even unconsciously holding your breath, slow or no bowel movement, and fake high performance, aka the hustling, that keeps you busy and productive. And I embodied with a level of mastery all of the above without noticing for the longest time and thinking that the way I felt and operated was just normal. And when I relearned to fully breathe in and out, because I did breathe the wrong way for more than 25 years, and allowed myself to take up more space, it was a wild trigger of fear and panic. My nervous system went into full alert, reminded of the past when being too present and too seen meant danger and suffering. And this mechanism, moving to the business, caused me to play at surface level with my content when I started marketing myself online. My content was entertaining, but it wasn't converting. People just watched, but didn't really connect to me. And that is where I'm taking a break, right? This is one micro example of changing the way I breathed to the right way. Like when you breathe in, your belly goes out. And when you breathe out, it goes in. My belly had never gone out. So just this was like a centimeter probably of a difference, caused my nervous system to freak in a way that this was too visible. I'm taking too much space. That is how imbalanced and dysregulated I was a few years ago still. And if you don't know, if you're not aware of these things, right? But when you then become aware, you can see how that ties into how you behave. And especially in business, when people ask me or come to me and say, oh, my reach is not going up, I'm not, you know, creating the impact I want, I'm not growing my accounts the way I want. Yeah, where is your barrier? Where is the resistance for you to show up in a bigger way, to allow to be seen in a bigger way, to be heard in a bigger way? Because obviously then there is the potential of the danger of the unknown, because somebody might not agree with what you say, right? Well, then we're again here.
I'll tell you how that resonated with me. Yesterday I went on a walk. And I'm a little kink in my hip, you know, and it was irritating me. But this time I did 3 miles. And I did 3 miles because I was distracted by some great music, frequency music. I wasn't listening to my normal R&B or gangster rap. I was listening to some, you know, some cosmic music. I was listening to some classical music. It changed my frequency. But I also consciously thought more about my breath. And I'm telling, it was transformational. And I do breath work. I mean, I probably don't do it to the extent that you do. I did it because I was kind of having some insomnia, you know, so I was doing it that way. I'll do the breath work and more conscious of the breath when I do my yoga or I do my meditation. But just as a regular practice, just to, in the middle of what I'm doing, to be conscious of the breath more so. Because brains, what you have to understand is the breath was the very first gift of life. And it will be your very last. You know how they always say when you take that last breath, well, it's transformational. So in between that, how we utilize that. And I wrote down and I put it in parentheses, space, your capacity, your width. We're playing small. We're playing small. And it's a vast universe. They just realize that there was another 10,000 planets that they hadn't recognized before? We have no idea of what's out there because we only think in bits and bytes. We don't think massively. And so what you're saying is, brains, I'm a witness to what she's saying is so true. Something to definitely consider, something to definitely contact Judith and talk to her at a deeper level. And, you know, this is heavy stuff. She'll dial back, you know, she'll take you from step A and move you forward because everybody's not there. And it's unrealistic for everyone to think that they're at this point. There's terms, there's philosophies, there's beliefs, there's limitations, there's restrictions, there's that negative self-talk that we have to break through first before we can get to the imagination, to the whimsical, to what if, what are the possibilities out there. Tell us a little bit about the podcast.
I will, and I love adding to what you just said, that the bright side, you know, where we get to, because it might sound like, oh my goodness, I have to work through more heavy stuff, and there's more, you know, all of the stuff that I've been doing for a while, and yes and no, yes. And the way that I'm working with people is we're always working on you while we're working on the business, and the enjoyable, the pleasurable part about that is you're seeing the more you tap into the connection to yourself with every like little step inside that puzzle piece that gets back put where it belongs, if you want. Likewise, the clarity for that next puzzle piece in your business gets out and we can move into instant implementation. And these implementation steps then are completely aligned, so they don't feel like, oh, I have to send 5 million more emails, I have to do more outreach, I have to, you know, all of these things, because we're finding those things that are completely aligned. And that brings me also to the podcast, because that is what Jana, that is her name, my beautiful co-host, and I are sharing about. We're basically talking in all of the episodes in depth about the online coaching, but not only coaching, the online entrepreneurial world, if you want, where we market ourselves online, where we sell online. It does not necessarily have to be coaching. I have a lot of clients who have other businesses as well, but they market themselves online. And we dive deep into what does online marketing look like today. We did an episode on the beautiful attraction marketing and how there is, you know, pitfalls in that as well, why it doesn't work for so many people and what you can do about that. But we also completely dive into the other side, things that I've just shared as well on what it requires you to shift inside and how you can do that from our own journeys that we've taken and how we see the world at the moment. So me personally, I love also talking about when we just started out with the AI part and the Web3 and all of that, right? Because I do feel and see with the rise and the increase of frequency of the planet overall, the consciousness level of humanity rises, and in a parallel development stream, if you want, technology increases and elevates and goes through evolution to a point that at some point we meet each other when we look at AI, and yet the differentiation point, I feel, that is my truth now, to see where is humanity still different to the technology, because AI will learn emotions. It is already, right? So we thought for a long time we can differentiate ourselves through the emotions because we're human, but guess what? AI is learning emotions, right? So the higher levels of consciousness that we're tapping into, and then we're back at frequency, this is where we move into expanded frequency and creation, which will then allow us to have a peaceful and harmonious relationship with the technology, because that means in a way that we're a little bit a step ahead for them not to dominate us, because in the end we're still creating it while it's creating itself. And I know it's getting deep here now, but wanted to drop that in as a food for thought. And I know when I share these things, for some people it just lands in a way, and maybe days later you get inspiration from that or an idea. So just leaving that here, but that is basically what we're talking about in the podcast a lot, having both sides, right? How you are the sovereign creator in your business in the new way, so that it feels more aligned to who you are and what your soul mission on the planet is, while at the same time taking into consideration, yes, we still have some online marketing, I'd say like rules or guidelines that we know just that work, or the way that we sell, it's a people business, you know, it's quite practical if you know a few things about how humans are wired and if you've got clarity on what you want to sell and all of these things, right? So if you love that, and also if you're an established entrepreneur that feels at the moment a little bit unaligned, or like you don't want to keep doing the business the way you had, absolutely check the podcast out and have a listen in.
Well, tell us how to get in contact with you, how to purchase a copy of the book, and for clients to work with you.
You can most actively on social media find me on Facebook. So if you just type my name, Judith Juhnke, on Facebook, and I know we got the show notes, right? This is where you can find me most on social media. And then the book, I have a stand store link, like a link tree. You find all of the links in there. You find the book in there. You find the podcast in there. And also if you want to explore working with me, you find all the links to get in contact. There's also free stuff and recorded content if you want to dive into that first or check a few things out. But that is the best way how you can reach me and where you can find me.
Well, brains, don't overthink it. I know it's heavy, but don't overthink it. Just relax, okay? That's the first thing you need to do. Breathe. That's the second thing you need to do. Thirdly, is to be open to an opportunity. And fourth, is to move on it. You cannot stay stuck because things are moving at warp speed, whether you like it or not. And if you're not online, you're going to get left behind. So go in, like, love, share, and subscribe. Judith, you have just been so wonderful. I can't wait for you to come back and share more wisdom with me and my brains. And tell Jana I said hello. The podcast is great. Her partner is great. Her work is great. And she has really done the deep dive. It's futuristic. Get with it. Okay? You don't know what you don't know. Thank you so much. Brains, go in and love, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Love, like, share, and subscribe. We will talk to you again soon. Thank you, Jana. I mean, Judith.
Thank you, April. And also thank you to all your lovely brains listening and watching. Has been a pleasure. And hit me up, send me a DM if you want to connect, or just go stalk first, whatever feels more aligned to you.
Have a good day.